A prominent food policy expert says Trump administration efforts to rescue the manufacturing sector through a trade war are likely fruitless. Joe Glauber is with the International Food Policy Research Institute and a speaker at the Illinois Farm Bureau Income and Innovations Conference in Normal. Glauber says the tariffs now imposed by many countries will destabilize supply chains beyond the farm sector.
It raises costs for those producers, be it a car company or a nail manufacturer or whatever, and they become less competitive. So it doesn't even help them. They're far more competitive by bringing in these intermediate parts. Moreover, there's a lot of these industries that have moved towards more robotics and other things. I don't think that just because you can say, well, this industry, we're going to try to protect this industry, means that they're going to necessarily hire a lot more labor. In the sense that, you know, those that have moved to robotics have found them very, very cheap. So I think it's hard to kind of go back to a ideal state of like the 1950s economy or 60s economy and say, boy, that's really what we want. I mean, the world, unfortunately or fortunately, has moved on. And I think, again, I would argue it's been a good thing for consumers and others. And certainly those hurt by it, that globalization, there's no question. I think the big mistake that the U.S. and some other countries have probably done is not focus more in terms of helping those who are displaced by it and in terms of trying to find new jobs and retraining and those sorts of efforts.
Is it really possible to focus on that, though? The example is the industrial Midlands of England, which are still kind of in a recession a century after the end of the coal era.
Well, that's true and not true. I mean, if people talk about Manchester and Leeds all being, you know, having seen renaissances over the last 20 years or so of different industries moving in there. Now, you know, you could also look back and say, gee, wasn't it great when we had 5 million farmers? These areas change I don't think you can necessarily lock things in place, even if you wanted to.
Part of the issue, though, with the Midlands is that people didn't move away. With the farm example in the U.S., they are moving away. How do you know when an employment sector that is made obsolete is going to be susceptible to help, and when is it not?
Well, it's true, and I certainly don't mean to downplay the cost of this, because you do see, you know, all one has to do is go across some of the large cities in the Midwest and see stranded factories and that are now vacant. And with that, of course, there's a lot of labor that are no longer employed in those factories. On the other hand, you see a lot of medium-sized towns in the Midwest that are actually doing quite well, largely connected with universities, where you see growth areas. It's not all a bad situation.
What will be the upshot of the current state of tariffs on farmers over the next year or two?
Yeah, in the short term, we've sort of seen what we had this initial drop in prices that was, you know, 10-15% for corn, soybeans, other row crops. They've come back a little bit over the last couple of last week or so. A little bit. I mean, we're not nearly where they were before the tariffs were announced. I think in the short run, what you're going to see is a pretty big disruption in the soybean supply chain. I mean, we shipped one out of every four rows of soybeans that was produced in the country. We shipped to China. Those now are going to have to find a new home. One of the immediate things that we've seen is the fact that Brazilian soybeans now are trading at about $60-$70 a metric ton higher than the U.S., which reflects the fact that China is trying to buy what beans it can from Brazil. That means for countries like or Japan or the EU or others that are buying soybeans are going to looking out on the world and will probably buy from the U.S. So I don't think this means that all that production that normally would have gone to China now goes into government stocks, or it will get sold, but at a discount. That's the short-term price.
Joe Glauber is with the International Food Policy Research Institute and a speaker at the Illinois Farm Bureau Income and Innovations Conference in Normal, where GLT caught up with him. He also says the U.S. lost new markets by pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Canada and others now have preferred status with Japan and Australia, and New Zealand has better access for dairy products to Japan. So the U.S., he says, is actually losing access as a result.